is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sponsored by Max Barbecue, Golden Isles Collision, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here is your host, Brad Kirkland.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Brad Kirkland. This Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Mr. Shuck Seafood, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of Brunswick High, Garrett Grady. Welcome back, coach.
Appreciate you having me.
Congratulations on a good win last Friday night over South Effingham High School, 38-14. I believe that puts us 5-2, 3-1 in the region.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Coach, I was lucky enough to sit in the end zone. I got invited by the Soul Survivors. You know those guys. Ones that feed you guys every now and then, right?
Yeah, every Tuesday night they got pizza for us, and they're always a great support system for our guys, and we appreciate them, and I know they had a great time seeing some teammates of theirs, and enjoying the atmosphere.
I met a gentleman who was a Brunswick High Pirate, and he scored the very first Brunswick High touchdown. You know who that is?
Yeah, that's Hitchcock.
Hitchcock, you know him, that's right. So he was an interesting cat. So I've encouraged him to come out here as well. But yeah, that was neat. I just thought that was great. He was a wealth of knowledge. I had a good time sitting up there, getting that different perspective. And I'll tell you what, it was hard for me not to yell at those referees being that close to them. Because yeah. Man, we had some penalties. Again, what happened there?
I think for some of them, I'll just say no comment.
But I know. I saw you talking to him.
But some of them, I'd just like to say, that's why we got film. You know, that's why the officials watch film to get better. We watch film, as a football team to get better. There's just some that, I just didn't agree with. And, but we got to go about it, got to play the next play.
Right.
But, I think one of the ones that sticks out in my mind is, they called Grant over the line for the touchdown and to Terry Mitchell in the corner. And I don't think he was over the line of scrimmage at that time. And I know everybody was like, well, why would the other guy on the field calling him? It is his call because he's looking down the line, and the official on our sideline is supposed to be looking down the field.
So right.
That's their technique. And
did you go back and look at that play?
Yeah.
Was he across the line?
I didn't.
Anybody, was anybody part on the right side of the line?
No, I didn't think so. But, I'm 35 years old. My eyes are getting bad. there's some other stuff. That we just got to clean up. We had, I think, two pre-snap penalties, and that's something that we can control.
Right.
We were a false start on one, and we didn't even have a play call, so we didn't even know where that player was running. And then we lined up offsides, and we just got to have our cornerback check with the official, where and look where the ball's at before he gets lined up. So those are easy picks. They weren't real mental busts or anything, but
right.
Stuff we got to keep on. Harping on it's the attention to details.
Well, I guess it's the main thing is we go back and look at it and fix it. So, especially going forward with two games left in the season. Coach, that game started with a quick touchdown from some South Effingham, a big pass play. They catch us flat-footed or something, or what happened there?
Yeah, they just threw quick slants. I think that was kind of their game plan was get the ball out of the quarterback's hand quick. They knew he wasn't going to have a lot of time back there. They moved out of the, out of the wing tee into a spread formations every now and then, and I guess that was their game plan because they actually hit it again later, and we were in man coverage and you just can't let them win inside. You got to take the inside away from them, and that's what we didn't do. And quarterback made a great throw and guy made a great play, and after that one get settled in. That's what we keep preaching our guys is we can't sit there and let them have a series on offense and then them go, and score. We got to take it away. We got to get a three and out and get the ball back. So,
well, they went back to that play later in the game, and we were ready for it. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's you know, hindsight's 20/20, so, you know, they showed it before, you know, hopefully our guys recognized it.
I think they did.
And did a better job of defending it, but, you know, we gotta recognize that from the start.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, within three plays of our offense getting on the field, we were in the end zone. Grant got his first start, threw a big pass to Terry Mitchell. Good-looking play for a touchdown. I mean, we're right back in it, and pretty much after that, it's a lot of all Pirates, pretty much.
Yeah, you know, we had great protection on that play, had a great move by Terry Mitchell. You know, he went up and got a ball, you know, Grant delivered it, but good protection up front, good job on the backs picking up, you know, they had eight guys around the box, I think, all night long. That was one of the things that I was proud of, was that we actually had a run game going with as many guys as they had down in the box. You know, Jamari Sounds got going, he busted Cameron, I think, a few times, and William Hick hit it up inside for
some
good games. But yeah, I mean, definitely it was something offensively that we haven't had consistently is a run game, and we produced that last Friday night.
Well, that was a good pass, that first pass. I mean, he was like maybe double or triple covered, but he did throw it high enough and over those guys. Terry did go up and get it.
Right.
So, it was a good-looking play. The more I looked at it.
Terry went up and got it over, I think, one defender for sure, and then worked away from him after that. But, yeah, that was a heck of a play.
Well, Grant had a good game his first start.
Yeah, you know, I'm pleased with it. You know, there's things we went back and looked at, you know, from the game film and everything, you know. But I was definitely pleased with his performance. Really looked comfortable out there. Really looked, you know, like the element that he brings to us about when things break down in the pass game or protection, about him moving outside the pocket. And, you know, that's the one touchdown that he throws to Taylor Mitchell is,
he moved around.
He moves out there to the right and delivers a great ball downfield. He always keeps his eyes downfield. And he has a good feel for the pocket. You know, he made some good throws on some RPOs that we had and hit guys in stride. I think there's one that was behind Darren Monroe. You know, I think that he wishes he could have back, because I think he could take that one a little bit.
Is that the one he threw across the field?
No, it was
across the body?
Towards the field house. So, oh, yeah, coming back.
Right.
But it was on the left-hand side. But, you know, it was his first start, you know, in a region game. And so, you know, I'd expect that, you know, he just feel comfortable the next time he goes out there.
Well, he had good stats, 11 for 20, 207 yards. I mean, that's very respectable, especially for a first start. But he had some questionable throws. I mean, he's such a scrambler, and he's such a good – he looks so good with the ball, and he moves so good with it. I think he thinks he can buy that time and look for that. And it worked a couple times because he hit – was it Heze or did he hit Mitchell in the end zone?
I think it was Mitchell.
After a scramble. Yeah, okay, Mitchell. So, yeah, he knows it can work. But a couple times it kind of bit him, and, you know, better players might have picked it. It might have been a couple of picks.
Yeah, I mean, just when you got guys like that can move around, they're going to make some plays here and there. It's kind of like high risk, high reward. You know they're going to sometimes have that happen. We just got to limit those times. I think the cardinal sin is never to throw back across your body.
Was there a discussion on the sideline?
Nah, I mean, okay. It wasn't that bad.
I didn't know if you wanted to say, hey.
No, it was just a teaching moment, learning moment.
And, absolutely.
Move on to the next
play. How about the film room? Hey, maybe don't throw it across.
Yeah, I mean, that's always, you know, always the things that we do in there is correcting our guys and making sure we got, you know, in pass pro and everything, have our eyes up. I'm telling you, they were blitzing every gap last Friday night. And, you know, our offensive line, I thought, for the most part, did a good job, and they would always bring one more guy. Or, you know, we got seven guys in pass pro, and they bring eight, you know. So, quarterback's got to make a decision and everything. So, I was pleased with that.
More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
High school football season is here, and for over 28 years, Air Adjusters has been your home team and has been helping you score that touchdown by keeping you cool in the Georgia summers and warm in the winters. High quality work from trained professionals, so give your hometown team a call. Air Adjusters, a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Financing available 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. Well, Coach, let's talk about the offense. They were looking good. We totaled 400 yards of offense, a little more, 195 of it rushing. Pretty balanced again, so that's very good. Jamarius Towns, he had a big night. 146 yards, 10 carries. He did fall down when he was crossing the finish line. Was something going on there? What happened there?
Nah, I think it was just a...
Was he cramping?
Nah, he had like a...
Did he run out of steam?
He
tripped on a blade of grass?
Beat of turf, yeah. Just got in the way of him.
There's no way.
So he cramped up a little bit. I think that was the main thing was...
He's such a smooth runner. I mean...
Yeah, he cramped up a little bit. I think he went to go make a cut and...
Because I was right on top of that, being in the end zone. I'm like, what in the world just happened?
Yeah, he definitely.
I bet he beat himself up.
Yeah, he could have had two scores right there. And but, you know, we punched it in there at the end. You know, really proud of offensive line. Like I said, we had a lot of guys that came in and played and did a really good job. You know, I think you're going to see more of that this Friday night. We're rolling some guys in on the O-line. And,
definitely got to give credit to the O-line. We've rushed for, you know, almost 200 yards. I saw some guys in there, big Aiden Watford. I think Aiden Watford has grown since the first of this season.
I just
noticed him last week. It's like 250 pounds.
Yeah, he's going to be playing a role for us, you know, this week, and he's just going to get better with more reps. And
outstanding.
More comfortable when he gets out there. He's just got to keep his eyes up and pass pro and in the run game and, you know, just keep getting better every week.
How tall is he?
6'4",
240, 250. Yeah, you don't get a lot of those.
We get a few, but not a lot. So
that's good. Well, how is Jamarius? Is he?
He was just cramping up. You know, he didn't have. You know, he would just, you know, hydrate over the break and over the week, and you know, so. But he's doing great. He's had a great week of practice and. You know, we just gotta stay hydrated. You can't, you know, drink any sodas or anything like that. Or,
right.
You know, just keep hydrating, keep pounding the water, Pedialyte, and he'll be good to go.
Now, I noticed some of our younger guys didn't play as much. Like, did Wasim play?
Yeah, Wasim played, you know, in our wing package, and, you know, he's still in now on special teams.
How about Nigel? Did he get out?
Nigel played on special teams.
Okay.
I think he maybe got one or two rushes at the end of the game. Same thing with Josiah. He played special teams, and
It's difficult when you got all those guys that want to touch the ball. Difficult, isn't it?
But I mean, you got to find other ways for getting them on the field. I think special teams is a great way. I think Josiah ran down on kickoff and had a tackle on kickoff for us, and that's huge.
That's put somebody in. Absolutely.
We subbed a lot of our guys on special teams and got them game time reps, and I think that's very important for our guys to do. And, that helps them be prepared next time they go out there. The lights ain't so bright; they're not scared, and they can call the number and they get put out there.
Well, definitely good to have those kinds of weapons, especially on special teams. You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's talk about the defense. We held South Effingham to 14 points again, and we're scoring 2-1 again, so that's really good. We gave up only 96 rushing, 179 passing, but not very many points. So we got to give props to our defense.
Yeah,
they were flying around.
Definitely bend, not break, and they did a really good job of, I think shutting the run down. I think for them to be a wing T team, I think they did a really good job of
throwing
shutting the run, run down. But yeah, South Effingham did a good job of throwing the ball and finding some spots on the defense. But our guys did a really good job on backs against the wall. We just got to get out the field on third down. Where there was two times the other night where we had the ball third and long, and they converted those two third downs to first downs, and we could have been off the field and had great field position. But I mean, that's just one play, and we got to move on to the next one and be ready to defend those.
Well, another player that I heard his name a lot and saw, number 44, Craig Richardson.
Yeah.
We hadn't heard his name a lot during the season, but he had himself a kind of a coming out game. He was in the backfield all night, making plays.
Definitely, I think he, in the Lakeside game when we went up there and played them, he played really well in that game. He's been kind of up and down. He's just got to work on his consistency. But I think he played really well this past Friday night on defense. He also did a really good job on special teams. I think that was one of the other ones that I saw was they called a face mask on kickoff, and it was the second guy that. To me, there was only one guy that hit the ball carrier, and that was Craig Richardson. I think it was the second guy that maybe rolled over the pile or something, and made it grab a face mask. But
I didn't see that either. Yeah, I was looking right at it.
It was a heck of a hit. We got some guys running down the field, and he won our hardest hit award this past week, and got the boxing glove. So
I believe he was Teddy Bishop's player of the game. I was listening to the radio after the game, so that was good for him.
Oh, yeah, really.
So, awesome. And I was watching that play, and I saw you talk to the referees. That was right before the half, right?
Right, yeah.
What was going on there?
I mean, it was either that one with the face mask, or I was really asking him about the ball that was thrown over the line of scrimmage.
Oh, okay.
And
I thought it might have been that call. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, that one, so.
Well, Devin Smith had his side of the field locked down. Of course, he had a scout there on the sideline. I noticed it. Was he aware of that? I mean, I got to show out.
No, he just knew that, he had a great opportunity to make some plays the other night. I think he finished with 3 sacks. I don't know how many tackles he had.
He was in the backfield, on his side of the field. They didn't come to it very often.
He did a really good job with that and had his edge of the field locked down. And, he's just playing really good football right now.
And then young Avion Addison had a late interception.
Yeah, he had a pick, kind of sealed the deal at the end of the game. And, he came on strong at the end and just got to continue to get better. He's only a sophomore, so that's good to have that young talent in the secondary.
Well, I still think we're going to get some points out of this defense. It hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen. Maybe it's going to happen at the right time. We've got 2 more games left.
We were due for it.
We are. Well, Coach, special teams played well. PATs. How many touchdowns did we score?
We had 6. And we had 5 touchdowns.
We hit all the PATs, right?
Hit all the PATs. Hit a field goal. I think it was 39-yard field goal.
Finn took care of the PATs?
Yeah, he took care of all of them. And even the field goal. And that was one of the other things I was arguing was, we run the ball to the middle of the field on third down to set up the field goal and to get it spotted in the middle of the field. And, that was the end of the third quarter going into the fourth.
And they moved down.
They moved down and they put the ball on the right hash. And I was losing my mind because the whole reason why we ran the ball on third down was to put the ball in the other field. And now you put the ball on the hash, kind of messes up the whole game plan for our kicker.
What was their excuse?
And it was down there, it was on the hash, and I got it right here on my iPad. And I'm like, but you can't use any.
They're not going to even look at it.
Yeah, I mean, but, So anyways.
Well, good kick anyway. Yeah, he made it.
He actually jumped off sides on the first kick, and he backed it up 5 more yards, so it was no good on the first one. And then, you know, it's kind of one of the things that came back and helped us out. But, you know, that's why we do the things we do is, you know, we plan, you know, to run the ball on third down, get the ball in the middle of the field so that we can have a good spot for a kicker. But he did a good job of battling some adversity right there and got the ball on the hash and nailed it from the right hash.
Etheridge did a pretty good job on kickoffs. Yep. Was Finn, was that something y'all decided to do? Because Finn, his quad still messing with him?
No, I think he's just kicking the ball really well outside the hash and giving us a really good opportunity to get down there. I think Finner will handle all the PATs and field goals. And
I like it.
I think he'll go do the punting as well. And then, you know, Landon's our long snapper, and he'll handle the kickoffs for us now. And, but, you know, they still practice every day in practice, both of them. And,
another thing I liked was the little reverse on the punt.
Yeah,
for a touchdown, of course. Guess what? Penalty, come back. How many touchdowns have we given up this year because of penalties?
Yeah, a lot of them. But yeah, this one, it's kind of, you know, kind of say about the blindside block rule and everything. Even though we had a defender not take somebody out, and he was actually facing the guy head on. You know, that's kind of.
I know.
I get it. You know, he was coming one direction, the other guy was going another direction. Even the guy looked head on to him. You know, they're going to throw it. That's an easy flag to throw. And that was a heck of a return. And, you know, Darryl Monroe and Terry did the reverse, the little flip back to Terry. And Terry does what Terry does. And
that's right.
We ran probably almost 100 yards, probably around on the field, and broke it on the left side, brought it all the way back to the right side, and scores. And, yeah, he gets brought back. So
we'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Alabama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Bates. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Pirates!
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Max Barbecue. Well, Coach, we get Evans this Friday night at home, 7:30, region game. What can we expect from Evans?
Definitely you're going to see a big offensive line. They got an offensive lineman that's committed to Alabama. His name is Mason Short. Yeah, he's number 75. He didn't play against us last year when we went to Evans. He was injured. But this year he's playing really well. They got also another two guards that are really big bodies, so our defensive line is going to be challenged up front. Their running back is really good. I'm talking about number 9. He is really good in between the tackles. He's a smooth runner. So our defense is going to be challenged, and in the run game. And we got to do a good job of tackling him and making sure we get him on the ground because he is special. They run like a, you know, they do run some spread concepts, and, but they'll load up, you know, line of scrimmage and try and pound the ball in between the tackles, and they got the offensive line to do it. So we got to be ready for it. Very physical game up front.
Did our guys look at video on these guys? I mean, they know what must
be. Oh yeah, definitely. You know, that's what we do. You know, every day we monitor their huddle and see who's watching film, and then we watch it together as a position groups and from practice and even from, you know, we'll watch game tape from it as well and study our opponent. We got to be a student of the game.
Well, how about the matchups with our offensive line versus their defensive line?
So our offensive line has got to do a really good job. You know, I think their front is good. I think they, you know, they go up against their offensive line in practice every day. So they're definitely battle tested. So we've got to do a good job of putting some hands on them. You know, I think they got a four-man front. So that's kind of new for us, kind of different for us. So we've got to do a good job of communicating who we're working to and everything and in the run game, in the pass game. And I just think that's what we got to do to get better.
What's their record right now?
I think they are fighting. I mean, are they right now? They're in the hunt, and we're fighting for 3-4 right now. And you know, they're in the hunt to make the playoffs. And you know, so we'll see. So
we got to take care of business.
Oh yeah, you got to take care of business one game at a time. And you know, this is the most important one right now.
Well, Coach, we've been balanced attack all year, passing, rushing. Is that going to continue, or you got some new wrinkles throw at them?
I mean, definitely, you know, you love to, you know, keep it balanced, keep, you know, defense coordinator, as I said before, keep them on our toes and everything. But yeah, there's always some wrinkles being thrown.
Well, we got two more games to try something new or work something out before the playoffs, assuming we make it.
You always want to put something else on film too. Somebody else has got to prepare for it. So you might see a little something else this week.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, update on the stats. Last week I gave you, so just one more game added to that. We've scored 260 points. We've only given up 120 in seven games. We're still number one. So we'll hopefully that continues, and that might carry us into the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, talked about peaking at the right moment. That's what we talked about with our guys. And, you know, I think we just got to keep trending upward and keep getting better, you know, as we head into the playoffs. This is where we want to be. This is how we want to get better every week. And, you know, we got a perfect opportunity right now.
Explain the running clock situation. If we were to get up, what happens in the running clock?
You got to be up by 30 points by the start of the fourth quarter.
So what if you're up by 30 at the third, top of the third, at the half?
Only if
the head coach says to run it,
do they run it? Only the fourth.
Only the fourth?
Yeah, the fourth.
Okay.
I think there might be I think it's a higher point. I think a point value that you can get it running in the third. But I know it's 30 points by the fourth. It doesn't have anything to do with the third. I don't know if it's 40 points at the third or 50 points at the third. But I think I do believe there's something at the beginning of the third if you're up by certain amount.
Okay. All right.
I know it's 30 by the fourth.
Well, Coach, last week it rained just a little bit at the beginning. Did that slow you guys down at all? Did that have any effect?
I think the only effect that it had is then after the rain, there was a little bit of heat. You know, humidity came out a little bit. I think that's why we had some guys cramp up. You know, I think that's
because that field can get that turf can get a little bit.
Yeah, but it drains really good. You know, I don't think that affected us at all about running and seeing our guys slip down and fall. And, you know, it only rained for a little bit, and then it was fine after that. So our turf field, you know, drains really well.
Well, it shouldn't rain this weekend. There is a 25% chance of rain, so as I always say, prepare, take the towels, wipe the ball off.
That's right.
63 degrees to 79 degrees. That's good football weather, so that's going to be perfect for us Friday night. So what's your Friday going to look like?
So, I mean, we got school, you know, normal school day. Everybody better be in class where they're supposed to be and learning. And not walk in the hallways, and they better be attentive and, you know, on time for school. And then we'll get everybody down there for 4 o'clock weight training at 155. And, you know, I think from that point forward, we get our game day lift, and 4 o'clock's pregame meal. You know, at 3:50, we get our Friday game day devotion from Pastor Ben Butler. And 4 o'clock, you know, game day meal, pregame meal. And then from there on out, we're locked in, and then we'll go to the Pirate Walk at, I think it's at 5:45. And from that point forward, we'll move in and take the field for warm-ups. So.
Now, I believe it's senior night?
It is senior night.
How many seniors we got on the team?
22 seniors. We'll definitely have all the senior night activities and festivities, all that done before the game. I think they'll start at 7 o'clock, and we'll get our seniors locked in and celebrate them. And
any emotions from these guys? Because some of these guys, this is the last time you're putting on a uniform.
Yeah, definitely. You know, definitely last home game for sure. I think
you talk to them about it, and
oh yeah, they definitely know that. You know, I keep reminding them. You know, today they only got seven days guaranteed at Brunswick High School.
Now, wow.
You know, you got a playoff spot, so you got 5 days in the bank, and I think that, you know, when you put that in perspective for these guys, it means a lot to these guys. You know, you got some seniors that have played a significant amount of snaps here at Brunswick High School. Terry Mitchell's a guy I think about all the time. You know, he's been played a little bit as a freshman, played a lot as a sophomore, and his junior and senior year have been unbelievable. But, you know, you think about a guy like that, and you're going to miss guys like this. So.
Coach, there's only two games left. Tell them to make it count, and let's get them fired up for Friday night.
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7:30 p.m. I'm Brad Kirkland, signing off.